The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Seven and a half the hour. Breaking news.
Breaking snooze.
Breaking news. Breaking snooze. Actually, I always wondered where they came from. I've been doing things really dark.
Whoa.
I have been involved in conversations and interviews for a long, long time. And I have never quite satisfied my curiosity as to where that term, breaking news, came from. What's broken? Other than the system now that continues in a competitive way to keep the breaking news broken.
So what would you rather have? Unfolding news?
This is, I don't know.
Why do we have to have anything?
Why does there have to be some term?
Because the media creates terms for everything.
Well, let the news media create whatever it wants to. This is the most important thing happening in my mind today. All right?
So that's what you want the news anchors to say?
No. Well, I don't care what the news is. I'm not a news anchor. I ran a news radio station for a couple of years. I have been a news person, but I am not a journalist. I'm a conversationalist. Maybe more than one speaking out of both sides of my mouth. The story today that I think affects more men than anything else is the story about early chemotherapy and how it has extended the lives of men who had prostate cancer. You know, the prostate cancer affects about 84% of all men who live to be over 80. Did you know that? The stat was that high?
Mm-hmm, I did know
that. And it's because it advances because of our diet and because it's alcohol and fat related and hereditary. The survival benefits of this kind of chemotherapy, which in general is barbaric. You know that, right? Chemotherapy, the way we treat cancer in general, it seems to be the best. That's what some of the traditional medical community will tell you. The chemotherapy and radiation are the best ways of treating cancer, which, of course, most people who have a brain who understand blended integrative medicine will tell you is poppycock. It isn't true at all. There are plenty of things that are available that are drug-related and some that are homeopathic that work way better. But because of the cancer industry that exists in our country, and that's what it is, the cancer industry, which profits to the tune of $6 billion. I'm not talking about what comes through the door. I'm talking about the profit of the centers, the hospitals, these companies that are just aimed at treating things like breast cancer, any kind of cervical cancers, oncologists. They all have found a way to make a ton of money. So I thought it was pretty interesting that men, because we talk a lot here about various products and have over the years that are good to feed your prostate. Not yours, Jennifer, but Kenny's and mine and others who get into the mix of things and realize that there is an intelligent way of taking care of something that becomes a problem. And if, by the way, this is a Western disease, back to eating, what it is that you eat. And the reason that this has interest for both men and women is because if you're fortunate enough to live, and most women outlive the men that they're with, so they're going to have to deal with this in one way or another. And so if you start early chemotherapy, once you have found that there's cancer, is the way to treat it. The way to alleviate the problem is to feed it properly. So if I may, by the way, these studies are all over the place. I don't know whether you've seen them or not. only a small fraction of men will ever have this metastatic prostate cancer. Metastatic means it spreads. Most of the prostate cancer stays in the prostate. Again, these circumstances that present themselves are not unlike women. It's very interesting because, Jennifer, the ovarian cancer rates when women get to be older are about the same. 83.7% of all women who have received tamoxifen with ovary suppression will alleviate the problem. I remember when Tony had her cancer, they put her on tamoxifen. But if you do it early enough, you see, this is it.
That's the problem, though, with ovarian cancer.
Right. Well,
the reason it's such a killer is that most people don't know they have it till
right.
too late.
Yes. And that can be said, or it used to be said, for breast cancer as well. So, and it's
usually
the same.
Breast, uterine, those type of cancers are a little more detectable.
Right. Well, and then there are the other, once you get it into, once it's in liver and into the spleen or into the kidneys, it's pretty much curtains. You see some of the rapidly, anything that gets into your organs, once it gets in there, it's because there's so much blood in there, and the blood is what transfers it. So not necessarily. Well, I started with that because I thought there was hope in the message. Do you agree? Is there hope in the message for if but
there's always hope when you're educated and yeah. know how to handle things like
but,
that.
But you said it so well. It just is something that you got to know about. And the way you know about it is to have a regular checkup, to be thorough with your blood work, to make sure the doctor knows that you want to know everything about whatever is going on in your body. I think that's really what the message is more than anything else. Finding out, making sure you're aware of what it is that's going on in your body. And then, if nothing else, we have four doctors that are associated with this program. And they all believe sort of in medicine being practiced a little bit differently, but they all agree on one thing. You need to know your body. You need to take advantage of all of the systems that are there. And make sure that you are in complete understanding. You have a question, you ask the doctor, what does this mean? You know, we do that weekend Good Day Health program, Dr. Ken and I do, and it's amazing how many people have been to the doctor, they've been given some information, and they haven't asked the questions that they have. They wait till Ken comes because his bedside manner is so good, because they don't want to make their doctor angry. And it makes me ballistic. I go bananas. Why did you wait to ask us that? Well, because my doctor didn't have time. Huh?
Always make the time.
And warnings on drug safety that I want to spend a moment or two on, too. Well, as we're talking about the prostate problem, and the simple way of knowing that you have a problem is, men, if you're getting up in the middle of the night and you have the urge to go, and during the day you're more often than not frequently going to the bathroom, much more so than you used to, that's a warning sign. And what your prostate is telling you is it wants to be fed. Feed me. Feed me. It's too bad Roberta wasn't here. Feed me. So if you, again, are paying attention to your body and you find that it starts this way, then you have it examined and it's swollen a little, or maybe there's something going on. So you start, as the suggestion from the study, early. And then stay with it. About Kenny's age is the time. I don't know whether he has a different sort of sleep schedule. So, but in general, his age is the age to pay attention to what's going on. So, PT9, wealth of benefits, healthy prostate, normal flow, complete bladder emptying, healthy testosterone levels. Call 800-811-3790 for PT9. Get a good night's sleep. 800-811-3790. It starts there. Try PT9, find relief or your money back. Call now and get a free bonus gift. Make sure you mention Doug Steffen. They'll give you something special, maybe an extra bottle of PT9. 800-811-3790. Rest comfortably. 800-811-3790.
This line's boring.
Whoa, talking Super 8 thing.
Impressive, huh? Now let's go find some fun.
I'm getting groceries.
Oh, you can get those anytime. Bow!
I love roller coasters.
You know what else you'll love? Super 8's great rates. And with so many super destinations, you could find fun almost anywhere. Are you even listening?
Huh? Sorry.
Funnel cake. Get some every time. Go to Super8.com to find your super destination. Super 8. Destination super. All Super 8 hotels are independently owned and operated.
Eating too much, eating the wrong foods, even sleeping in the wrong position can give you an upset stomach. After eating, what do you do when you have that queasy, uneasy, refluxy feeling? Take a Gutsy Chewy tablet. Gutsy Chewy is an all-natural oral and digestive supplement which enhances your body's defense against heartburn, reflux, and helps maintain oral health. Go from that after-eating feeling of gut burn and gut bloat to gut good with all-natural Gutsy Chewy. Learn more at GutsyProducts.com. That's GutsyProducts.com.
So what if someone owned your GM vehicle before you did? It may be pre-owned, but it's got the same stuff it came with, like OnStar.
Yep,
that service that sends help in a crash, runs diagnostic checks, and gives you roadside assistance. Just push the blue OnStar button and ask for 3 months on us, a free trial offer, good on any 06 or newer OnStar inactive GM model. If you don't want it after that, just say so. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, offer details, and system limitations.
The Doug Steffen Good Day Program, Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler, and I have one of our Good Day listeners in Florida whose name is Jesse. Jesse posted on our Facebook page, quote, "I was in Afghanistan when this all started." The reference, of course, to Mr. Bergdahl. The question that we all have, you were there, we were all told. I'm giving the audience your words, Jesse. But why am I doing that? You tell us what you posted on the Facebook page and then what your observations are. Thanks for the information, by the way. Hi.
How you doing? Thanks for having me on your show. I had just got in Afghanistan when this whole thing started, and we were told, pretty much all of us were told the same thing right off the bat, that he just put his gear down and walked off post. And there was other rumors that had spread around that he had, was drunk and wanted to go find more alcohol, but that was pretty much squashed right off the bat. But we were told right from the get-go that he was just basically a deserter. He just left.
Mm-hmm. So what was the conversation among you and your comrades with regard to that? If you were told that by an officer that he had walked off, what was the camp conversation about it?
Mostly everybody was, I would say, pretty disgusted with it. Wondering how could this guy just leave his post, leave his comrades behind. And there was just a lot of back and forth about that, but that was the general idea of the conversation.
Especially in a place you don't know. I mean, how do you just put down your stuff and walk away? Where are you going?
That's a mighty fine question, actually. I don't know. I can't begin to imagine what was going through that guy's head. I know that there's a lot of people that are pretty angry with him, though.
The essence of the anger now versus then, now that you realize he's been traded for five Taliban bad guys.
High level, yeah.
But the Taliban, see, doesn't impact America. In America, the only place Taliban would impact any Americans is the soldiers that are in Afghanistan still, but ought not to be in Afghanistan. So I guess, Jesse, we've got about a minute or so here. What was it like when you first learned you were going to go to Afghanistan? What did you think?
I was, I got to say, I was nervous about the whole process of going over there. And since this new, hearing the story and hearing what people have to say about it now, and about, there's speculation that he was given information to the Taliban, and I was there for, had just gotten there when that happened, and I was there for the year following. I didn't leave until 2010. You have to kind of I kind of wonder, how many of the people that I know that were killed or injured over there may have been caused because of information that he may or may not have given.
So now he's free. He comes back. There are a lot of people wondering, frankly, about whether the father is some sort of connector to, I think he's posted, he can't wait till all of the people in Gitmo are freed. The whole thing, the Army, by the way, says it's going to look at charges of desertion. So Bergdahl isn't in the clear by any stretch of the imagination, which I guess is probably better information than none. Thank you, Jesse. Appreciate your input to us here and on Facebook.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Good people need help. The Homeowners Association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Harvest Right is the world's first in-home freeze dryer. Freeze dry your own fruits, vegetables, meats, and full meals. With Harvest Right, you can prepare foods that last 25 years, preserving its freshness, nutrition, color, and taste. All your food can be freeze dried. So don't throw away your leftovers. Freeze dry them with this incredible in-home money-saving freeze dryer. Go to HarvestRight.com to see how the Harvest Right freeze dryer works. That's HarvestRight.com.
Getting it on, baby.
Ow!
Marvin Gaye was the name of Marvin Gaye's father. Marvin Gaye, the singer, was Marvin Gaye the second, or junior. And then there's Marvin Gaye the third, the son of the singer, recovering this week at home after a successful kidney transplant. We were just talking about that in the main, kidney problems.
That's a tough one.
Spokeswoman for Mr. Gaye says that he underwent surgery at UCLA. Barbara Cole says the donor's name was Rick Green from Cincinnati.
Do you think, okay, so let me ask this question. If you're Marvin Gaye, do you go out there and go, hey, Marvin Gaye needs a kidney?
Well, that's what he did.
He did, okay. Yeah. That's what I would do if I
he
had
he went on Entertainment Tonight, and he was pleading for help.
One lucky listener gets to give me your kidney.
Right. Yeah.
Did he get some money compensation, perhaps?
Don't have that answer, but there's a follow-up scheduled for next week, I think, on this. So probably you find out, of course, if you watch Entertainment Tonight, the most watched television program about entertainment on the planet. So they say. You buying that? You're the TV person.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, speaking of television, it's 25 after the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program. We always, at this point in the program, find some of the comedic attempts from the late night hosts interesting, amusing, compelling. So we'll take a shot every day. I'm looking for something. Just to have one tidbit. Once in a while, we all have a chuckle. So let's see if we can find a chuckle somewhere in between Conan and Fallon and Letterman and Myers.
A new study just came out that shows that hurricanes named after women are more deadly. Yes! If it's named after a woman, the hurricane's more deadly. Yeah. Mainly because when they leave, they take half your stuff.
This is a pretty big deal. Yesterday, Apple unveiled a lot of new software at their big press conference in San Francisco. And one of the things people are most excited about is a new feature that cuts down on autocorrect errors. The bad news is your mom's text just got a lot less funny.
I mean, like, headed to the Super Muppet.
Want me to pick up hot dog butts?
See, I'm on the time. According to a new study, it seems like every day there's a new study. Do you folks read the new studies when they come out?
Every time.
Pornography, if you watch pornography, it will cause your brain to shrink. If you watch enough pornography, your brain will actually shrink. Now, there were other pieces of information in the article, but I have trouble with big words.
So political news. Yesterday, French President François Hollande announced that he will be having two consecutive dinners on Thursday night in order to keep President Obama and Vladimir Putin separate. It's an old trick he learned from having a wife and a mistress. Or from Three's Company, one of the two.
All right. On The View yesterday, the ladies talked about the red carpet stalker who has kissed Will Smith, taken an upskirt, and most recently tried to get close to Brad Pitt.
Brad Pitt is speaking out after being attacked on the red carpet at Maleficent by
the same guy.
Crazy former Ukrainian TV reporter Vitaly Saduk, saying behavior like his spoils it for fans who want to take red carpet selfies with celebrities. Pitt also said if Saduk tries to look up a woman's dress again like he did with America Ferrara, that he, quote, he's going to get stomped.
Now, you know the problem that I have with this man. They did arrest him, finally. But he has kissed Will Smith. Yep. He tried to touch Brad Pitt, and he got shoved. He was bent up America Ferrera's dress. He's not. There's no consequences for a person like this. You need to make it so that nobody else... Yep. Well, but I want to see how difficult it is. You need to make it so that he can't do anything again.
Yeah, let's get that guy.
That show used to be a lot better.
It sure used to be. You're right. 28 after on Good Day.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute, today with David Frum and David Korn. Coming right up, did Obama's West Point speech articulate a doctrine that fits the times and suits America?
This is Ralph Nader. I've been working with conservatives on issues where we agree, like ending the NSA dragnet, cutting corporate welfare, and challenging trade agreements that undermine our sovereignty and economy. That's why I wrote Unstoppable. It explains how the left and right can work to dismantle the corporate state in 24 major areas for overdue change. You can play a role in this growing convergence and obtain my book by visiting Nader.org today.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Frum and Korn. After the fall of the Soviet Union and 9/11 and the end of the Iraq War, is there an Obama doctrine that fits our times?
The question you always ask about a presidential speech is, why is the president talking? What is he trying to communicate? This speech was overwhelmingly a defensive statement. Things are not going well for the Obama foreign policy. The red line in Syria being crossed and recrossed like at a hockey game. Tremendous threat to European peace and order by the Russian actions in eastern Ukraine. Tension between China and Vietnam, and he has not even articulated a framework that allows us to predict which actions this president will take. What is the test by which the threat that was never carried out of major human rights atrocities in Libya was more important than the reality of the largest refugee crisis since 1945, which is what Syria is?
There is no Obama doctrine, but that may not be a bad thing. We may live in a world now where it's no longer bipolar, where the challenges come and go, whether they're democratic unrest in the Middle East and North Africa, and an aggressive Putin, where you can't come up with a doctrine that in and of itself will give you the ability to predict what the president's policy will be, because these are changes.
I'm Mark Green. That was your Both Sides Minute today with David Frum and David Korn.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy viruses. byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Wednesday, the Doug Sheffield Good Day program, June 4th, is upon us. It's going to be a good day. I promise that. Okay, so I was talking earlier about the prostate cancer and the ovarian cancer and the studies that suggested it would be good to get early treatment. Then I ran across something that is very important, it seems to me, to everybody, whether you have children or you don't have children. But maybe this is more important. I learned this actually, or it became more prominent part of my mind when I got drugs after separating my shoulder. We got a couple of very powerful, oxycodone I think was one of them, and I took it once and it made me loopy, so I didn't take it again. But I don't have children around the house. If I did, I would have made, and even I'm trying to remember who. It may have been Richie in this conversation, or Meredith. Mm-hmm. Somebody, we were talking about the number of people who steal drugs, that whether it's their children or some of their friends, they go into their homes and they go into
steal
the
them right out of the medicine cabinet.
Right, exactly. Every year, more than 67,000 children are treated at emergency rooms for medicine poisoning. Do you know that?
I believe it.
67,000 get medicine poisoning. There's one every 8 minutes, in other words.
Well, remember for a while when they would give you prescription drugs and they were always kind of like a color or an interesting shape? They've stopped doing that. But I remember as a kid, there'd always be like yellow pills or blue pills or, you know, they'd always have
a color. Like vitamins are today.
Right. Which would, as a kid, you don't know. You're just kind of picking it up and
take the yellow
chewing on it.
Pills. Or they look good. So that's just like M&Ms.
Just eat them.
Right. But if you're a parent, you perhaps have had this. I hope you haven't had this. But the fact in this circumstance
the surprising fact, 86% of the serious cases that are tracked in emergency rooms, child gets into the trouble that they're in, not by taking their own stuff, but by taking their parents'. And so if you're a parent, it is your responsibility to store medicine where children can't get at it. Is that anything other than common sense? Every minute of every day, the Poison Control Center gets a phone call about a medicine scare involving a young child. And I'm here to tell you, you know me, I'm not interested in scare. I don't like the headlines. I'm not interested in fear-based thinking. But this is practical common sense, is it not? Generally, parents put medicine up and away from their children. But maybe not thinking about the pills that are in their purses. Mm-hmm. Even sometimes vitamins are left on countertops. Right. There are all kinds of things. It isn't just prescription drugs. There are some things that are homeopathic, some things that are natural, vitamins, supplements, minerals, that sort of thing, that children ought not have in their body because they're too potent. And you see the warning labels on the side of the bottle. Make sure not to give any of this to children under 12, for example. Gives me the shakes just to think about this. When I look at the in-depth study called Keeping Your Children Safe Around Medicine, more eye-popping facts. In 67% of emergency room cases, medicine was in a spot the child could easily reach. Easily reach. Medicine belonging to a relative, such as an aunt or an uncle, grandparent, accounted for 43% of the ER visits. Curious children can get into trouble pretty quickly. It only takes a few seconds for children to get into the medicine, and that then makes them very sick. So always put the medicine and the vitamins up and away, up, up and away, in my beautiful medicine cabinet.
You shouldn't even keep your medicine in your medicine cabinet anyway, just for the health of the drug. Did you know that? Because it gets too hot and steamy in your bathroom when you shower.
Really? No, I never knew that.
Yeah, So what do you do with them?
Where are they supposed to be?
Somewhere where it's dry and cool. I usually keep mine in my kitchen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, we have ours in our kitchen, too.
You do. Have you thought this through, Kenny? Do you do this purposefully?
I didn't even think about the shower thing. I just in the last few years started taking vitamins and supplements and that kind of thing, and I just wanted them all to be in the same place just because it's convenient, and I'll forget if they're not all together.
When your child is a guest in somebody's home, be aware of medicine risks. And again, I think it gets to the point of scaring kids a little, don't talk to strangers, that kind of stuff. But there's a responsibility here. Maybe that's why the child-resistant packaging came into effect. I always thought that was a little overkill because it's so hard sometimes an adult can't even get into this stuff. It's kind of like trying to get into. All right, so here's another one. I think we've had our time with the drug safety thing. Everybody gets the point. Yesterday, I was working on my Apple iPad, and Jennifer had talked to me a little bit about it, and I had my man, Bob. I shouldn't call him my man. But
man.
He's my man. When it comes to his
name, my man. It doesn't sound just like you.
He set all of this up. He sets up my technology for me. And so I wanted to just start with a clean slate, and because there's so much junk on it. And so he's put all the passwords in. He can't remember the password. I can't remember the password. And then we were just talking about it. It's so mind-boggling how we get into these situations, and people say, well, it's easy. Why don't you do this, 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 and this? Well, even those of us who are conscious, sometimes you can't remember. I tried to get into it enough until it locked me out. Because every possible password that I would normally have used, we tried, and it didn't work. So I wonder how many of you go through that. And if we ought to maybe take a lesson from Apple when it comes to our medicine, somehow figure out how to lock them out. It is. It's really, isn't it distressing, though? We've become so connected to the technology.
Yep, you're naked without it.
A lot of graduation parties this week. How many people have children in their family who are graduating from high school? I certainly do. My niece, Mandy's daughter, is actually going through what I never thought would. I would never hear this story. The high school arranged for them to have an all-night party at a hotel that they lock them into.
That's called grad night.
Really? Did you have that?
We had grad night at Disneyland.
Kenny, did you have grad night when you graduated from high school?
No.
No. I remember graduation. Okay, so graduation, I went back to
the
club.
I've heard of people doing like a lockdown, like slumber party, overnight party, those kind of things. Our school, just I think because we have the benefit of being near California, a bunch of the high schools in the area go to Disneyland overnight. So you don't even get there till 11 o'clock at night, and you're at Disneyland till 4 in the morning.
Mm. Wow.
It's fun.
Really? Disney keeps it open? Because Disney's not normally open until 4 in the morning.
Right. No, they keep it open for grad night. They make a lot of money because you have to pay for the tickets.
Yeah. $100 a pop or so.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Roger is in Evansville, Indiana, a contributor. The conference that we've just had on drugs, is that what you're interested in, Roger?
Yeah, just training up kids on anything. The example I gave was on Walking Tall when the sheriff's kid took the sheriff's gun and he was pointing at his little sister playing, cops and robbers. And his dad said, "Give me that gun," and he shot the watermelon and blew it apart. And the kid's going, "Oh, that's what the gun will do."
Uh-huh.
Gave it back to the son, said, "Go put it up and never touch it again unless I tell you to."
Mm-hmm.
And if you teach your kids and give them real examples, the example I gave was when I had my daughter, I'd walk her to the edge of the yard and say, "This is as far as you could go." And she'd walk to the edge, she'd look up back at me, she'd look at the road, she'd come running back to me because she knew that's as far as she could go.
There's something to be said for that, but the other side of it is that the curiosity factor and children just being as they are, sometimes not all children, but you give them a boundary and they want to go find out what's on the other side of the boundary just because they want to find out what's on the other side of the boundary. That as well as I do. Don't do that. Don't touch the stove. It's hot. So you stick your finger up on the stove to see if it's really hot. Right?
Hey, just keep an eye on them. You can't give them total free reign, but, gotta give them a little bit.
At what age did your children have devices?
She's 33, so that was kind of before kids had devices.
Okay. I got it. Okay. All right. Thank you. That's a good experiential story. 888-302-3684 for the Good Day line. The honor student and captain of the school wrestling team at the high school in Salem, Oregon, where we are heard, Raul Venero.
I heard about his disease.
No previous problems in school. Said school administrators and a school police officer harassed him, pressured him into confessing to being high, even when he wasn't.
Mm.
He was kicked out of the prom, suspended from school, and didn't go to the graduation party, nor was he allowed to walk on stage for graduation. On Twitter, hashtag FreeRaul has been trending. So one of the radio stations up there decided to get involved and is having a graduation party for this fellow at the radio station's expense. What do you think of that? I don't know whether you've seen this, but what do we have on Twitter? What activity do we have on Twitter and Facebook? Is it all about Bergdahl still, Kenny? Or we have something new, unusual, different, fun?
Well, I don't know how fun it is. Besides Bergdahl, we have some comments about the NFL concussion lawsuits.
Uh-huh. Brought about because of Marino's being involved in it starting yesterday. That was that story yesterday about Dan Marino throwing his hat, neck, or head into the ring in one of these lawsuits. So what are people saying?
Well, and the latest on that is that Marino said, no, I didn't want to be involved in that, and he took his name back out of the lawsuit.
Oh, really? I didn't hear that.
Yeah.
That's interesting. All right, so but, anyway, we're still calling attention to it anyway.
Right, and we asked on the our Facebook page, since there are so many of these concussion lawsuits, would you still let your child play football? Ryan says, no, I wouldn't let him play football. I would never let him join the military, which incidentally pays less and is more dangerous.
Really? Do we have the same poll up today that we did yesterday?
Yeah.
Oh,
yes,
I see.
It is still up there.
Yeah, all right. So we can continue that. All right. I was distracted by looking at one of the answers that I just saw. That. All right. What else are we getting on that? And whether or not this is important for you, you know, this has been a cause of mine for 3 or 4 years. And that doesn't make it right. It just makes me passionate about it to the point where I say to parents, if you let your children play football, you're a bad parent. And that's my belief.
Fred says, not for all the money on earth would he let his kids play football. Mm-hmm. He says, I would push kids to other sports where concussions are not as probable.
I was having a conversation with a parent the other day of a 9-year-old and an 11-year-old. This fellow is a radio guy. He's a friend of mine. His first job in radio was working as my producer. He has a 9-year-old and an 11-year-old. And he talked about the life that he leads with his children. And it was fascinating. He and his wife are both very responsible. I can see them. I can see, I was looking at pictures of the kids. You can tell that they've been cared for. Do you know what I mean? They have the kids that are healthy and happy. They look that way in their pictures. Anyway, he says they divide their life into four things. School, athletics, family time, and personal time. That is, the children are encouraged to be by themselves, mm-hmm. and to read and to think.
Right.
But
which
what
is important.
I found interesting is that a quarter of their time, he believes, is important to be an athletic pursuit. So I talked to him about the football. He says, no, they don't need to play football. There are a lot of other things they can do that aren't as dangerous, whether this is the cause of the day now or not. But he's given it a lot of thought, and so have a lot of other parents, I think. And that's really why we're having this conversation, because we want you to think about it. You make up your own mind. This is a free country. Do what you will or can to be a good parent. But if you don't take these things into consideration, it seems to me you're a bad parent. That's all.
You know what's interesting is that they take time for personal time. Mm-hmm. Do you think with technology that we actually have time for that anymore?
He does not. His children don't have the technology.
That's good.
Uh-huh. Yeah. But again, that's a personal choice. But so many parents are pushed into this or however pressured. My friends have got these things, so I need to have them too. No, you don't. Anyway, 12 before the hour. This is a good day. Hello.
Lumber Liquidators has great news. Three major flooring manufacturers liquidated their excess hardwood, so now you get the deals with their major brand hardwood buyout sale. Get pre-finished hardwood flooring like beautiful three-quarter inch solid Brazilian cherry for just $279 a square foot. Hand-scraped bamboo for $179. Even gunstock oak at a ridiculous $169. Go to LumberLiquidators.com to find the store nearest you. Get special 15-month financing plus more incredible deals at your local store. But hurry, these amazing deals are only available Thursday through Monday.
Did you know it took 39 versions to get the American flag just right? That's proof that great things get even better when they're reinvented. Valvoline's been reinventing motor oil since 1866. And with our all-American roots, we thought it was time to celebrate our legacy by giving away a free American flag. Available at AutoZone when you buy 5 quarts of Valvoline motor oil and a Fram oil filter starting at $22.99. See store for restrictions and details. Flag offer expires September 30, 2014. Go to Valvoline-USA.com for more info.
At 30,000 feet, there's no room for error. To keep a modern fighter jet flying safely year after year requires a highly trained team of expert technicians and specialized equipment.
Tango 311, confirming final inspection. Roger that.
GMC certified service technicians take service and maintenance just as seriously.
And we'll do a full 27-point inspection.
Great, thanks.
With specialized GMC training and genuine parts for every GMC vehicle, you can be sure your GMC is always ready to take off. Incredible thinking, incredible service. GMC certified service. That's professional grade. Get AC Delco Professional DuraStop brake pads installed for only $99.95 or less per axle. Includes rotor inspection. Retail customers only. Turning or replacing rotors, all other services, and tax extra. Visit GMCCertifiedService.com for details, other great offers, and to find your closest GMC dealer.
Did you know, according to research at UCLA, the average American spends 57 hours a year washing dishes? This summer, let's change that. I'm Risa Jill Miller. Enjoy poolside parties, barbecues, and family get-togethers this summer by cutting back on the cleanup and cutting down time spent at the sink. Frigidaire research shows nearly 50% of consumers find food residue at the end of the dishwashing cycle, and 92% have to dry excess water from their dishes before putting away. The new Frigidaire Gallery dishwasher eliminates eliminates do-overs with its one-wash, one-dry, one-time promise, minimizing cleanup and maximizing family fun in the sun. With four times the water coverage, the OrbiClean Spray Arm and Dish Sense technology makes sure every dish is clean the first time around. And with the effortless dry system, you can move dishes straight to the cabinets. No towel drying needed. You can also resist fingerprints and clean easily with one-of-a-kind smudge-proof stainless steel technology. For more information, visit Frigidaire.com.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Now 53 after the hour on today's Doug Steffen Good Day program, technology in the focus. Yeah, it's Tech Talk time on Good Day. Shelley Palmer, who visits with us pretty much every day at this time, will talk with you today about an office lamp that will let your coworkers know where you are. Well, this is...
Today I'm going to talk to you about an office lamp.
Wait a minute. I'm going to see if I can get the shade off my head over in the corner.
Please.
Yes. All right. So maybe now that Jennifer has called your attention to it, you're more intrigued to try out what the heck an office lamp... What the heck could there be in this office lamp that will help your coworkers understand where you are? The important facts of this chilling and momentous idea coming right up here on Good Day.
Really? No way. Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reaction as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste. It's very smooth. I like that. You think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Sam Adams! Like,
that was good. Yes. Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this test did is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Boston Beer from Boston.
I had crunchy Velveeta breakfast biscuits this morning. Then what did I do? Made my bed, fed my fish, got dressed, cleaned the dish, remembered to floss, but still didn't do it. Ran a lap on the track, dropped my phone, didn't crack, got in before the boss, made sure that he knew it. Ah, just getting in, huh?
Crunchy Velveeta breakfast biscuits are made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release steady energy all morning long. Share your morning win. Velveeta.
Morning win.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, what if your office lamp could tell your coworkers where you are? That's the thinking behind Place Lamp, which syncs with your smartphone to set up geofences that detect how far you are from your lamp. In the office but not at your desk, the lamp can glow blue. Out of the office on your lunch break, the lamp can glow yellow. Out of the country or on vacation, the lamp can glow red. If you're sitting at your desk, Place Lamp acts like a traditional desk lamp and provides light for your tasks. You can also use the lamp to set up notifications, like changing color when you get an email from your boss, or have it wink pink if a loved one texts you. The Place Lamp is entirely automated, which means you can set it and forget it. Place Lamp isn't available yet. The team is looking into cheaper bulbs than the Philips Hue, but when it goes on sale, it'll shed some light on the connected office. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer, or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Stevens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
This is Radio Gordon playing the sounds of electric garbage. I'm your host, DJ Gordon. Let's take a call.
Hey, I just got the new HTC phone from Sprint, and it sounds fantastic. But is it good for garbage?
You must have the new HTC One M8 Harman Kardon Edition with Clarify. It restores the quality of your MP3s so your music sounds the way it was intended. This next track sounds the way I feel.
Not that.
Yes, that's better.
From America's newest network that now has better call quality comes better sound quality. Get the new HTC One M8 Harman Kardon Edition with Clarify exclusively from Sprint. And for a limited time, when you sign up for a Sprint Framely plan, you get 6 free months of music on Spotify Premium. Happy connecting from Sprint.
Offer in 7/10/14. Comparison to prior Sprint network. Spotify monthly charge at the end of 6 months based on the number of Framely members with Spotify Premium. $7.99 for 5 or fewer users. $4.99 for 6 or more users. After 24 months, pay $9.99 a month. Cancel Spotify anytime by calling 888-211-4727. Restrictions apply. Visit Sprint.com for details.
DougStephan.com was carrying a story this week about a man in Washington who stole a woman's purse and iPod on the ferries, Washington State, not Washington, D.C.
Right.
Then this guy sent her a friend request on Facebook.
Oh, creeper.
She recognized him and contacted the police. So now the man who stole the woman's purse is under arrest. And so that brought about a question, a poll question. Do you accept friend requests on Facebook from people you don't know? Jennifer?
Yes, because of the job that I'm in.
Yes. Kenny?
But if they look like they're from overseas, like that I don't know at all, no.
Yeah. Okay. What about you, Kenny?
Yeah, most of the time. If they don't speak English, I'm sorry, but what's the point? I'm not going to understand what they're saying.
Exactly. Our poll asked if you accepted friend requests on Facebook for people you don't know. Let's see. 42% of you said, I don't accept anyone that I don't know. 18% of you said, I do if we have something in common. Like, there are a lot of radio people.
Yeah.
They're always asking me for, and you too, I'm sure, Jen Jen. 14% said, I do if they are friends with many of my other friends. 13% said, yes, I accept all friend requests. And 12% of you said, I'm not on Facebook. Huh. That is interesting.
Holdouts.
Holdouts, yeah. Well, you'll hold out a little longer if you're using an iPad and you can't get into it after you're trying to work things around. So, there's a little technology food for thought. For 50, where are we? 59 after the hour. It's a good day.
Howdy, folks. Pharmacist Ben here, nutritional pharmacist and skincare chemist. If you've heard me on my daily health and wellness program, The Bright Side, you know I'm on a mission to spread the good news about the power of nutritional supplementation to correct your healthcare challenges and get you feeling vital and healthy once again. I want you to call 877-279-9422 and check out the powerful, affordable line of nutritional products from Youngevity, the ones I take and the ones I recommend. That's 877-279-9422 or go to www.gcnminerals.com. Why simply mask your symptoms with toxic pharmaceutical drugs when you can address causes with vitamins and minerals? I suggest the Healthy Start Pack. It gives your body the essential 90 nutrients it needs. Most people notice a difference right away. You can sign up to help me spread the good news of health and wellness without drugs and maybe make a little money too. And while you're there, don't forget to check out my important video message. That's GCNminerals.com or call 877-279-9422. And remember, friends, good nutrition is good medicine.